give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Hey everybody, and welcome to a Metallicast mini. I am your host and fellow Metallica fan. My name is Brandon. So, I was busy taking notes for part 5 of Metallicast Black Summer, where I will be talking about the Black Album classic, Wherever I May Roam. And my initial thought was I would touch upon the recent ticket scandal, if you will, for lack of a better way of referring to it. But as I got deeper into the notes, I was like, this could easily take 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes to talk about. So let me release a mini episode where I can at least give my 2 cents. And then that way, part 5 of Metallicast Black Summer is focused solely on the music. In this case, like I said, Wherever I May Roam. So for those of you who might not know what I'm referring to, this past Friday, July 19th, an article was released on Billboard.com. The article is written by Dave Brooks and Hannah Karp, and the headline says this: Secretly Recorded Phone Call offers a window into how Live Nation helped Metallica and other artists place tickets directly on resale market. And when you read through this article, there is a lot of information given to you. The gist of it is this: an associate of Metallica named Tony, and I'm going to completely butcher his last name, DiCaccio. I'm going to call him Tony D from this point forward, so I do not need to butcher his last name anymore. But an associate of the band named Tony D reached out to an event promoter who reached out to Live Nation about taking some tickets for the World Wire Tour and releasing them directly to resale sites like StubHub. Now, for those of you who may not be aware, most venues, most everything in the music industry is owned by one of two companies, Live Nation and AEG. So the article states elsewhere that Metallica has historically worked with independent promoters, but on this tour, Live Nation won the bid. So you have all these promotion companies bidding for the rights to sell tickets for the tour. And get this, Live Nation won the bid by offering Metallica 95% of their gross revenue. That is insane and shows you how much money Live Nation was expecting to make off the World Wire Tour. For them to only take 5%, that is crazy. That is a crazy amount of money. But back to the story at hand, Tony D reaches out to event promoter, reaches out to Live Nation. They decide that they're going to take 88,000 tickets. This is not obviously from a single show. This is from the whole tour. I think it breaks down to like 4,400 tickets per show. And they're going to filter them to resale sites. But they're doing this secretly. They're doing it on the down low. They do not want people to find out. This is not supposed to be public information. The whole thing sounds sketch. And obviously they want to keep it a secret because it makes Metallica sound greedy. It makes Metallica sound like they are screwing their fans a little bit. Because by releasing them to these resale sites, fans do not have the opportunity to buy these tickets at face value. So this is perfect fuel for all the Metallica haters out there. I have heard people over the last few days refer to Napster. Let's keep Napster out of this. Napster is a completely different beast. That is an entirely different story. You know, there's no denying the fact that the associates of Metallica did something sketch that was not the best thing to do for Metallica fans. All in the name of making more money. Right? So we can all agree that that sucks. The real question for Metallica fans, for you and I, is how much, if anything, do the band members know? As a fan, I would like to think that they knew nothing about this. The Billboard article states that representatives of the band say that the band members themselves, at least at the time this deal was done, between Tony D and Live Nation, that they had no clue about it. They obviously do now. So people are saying, are you going to release a statement? Are you going to fire Tony D? More on Tony D. He is basically family to the band. The article literally describes him as family. He has been with the band and been part of their inner circle for decades, and he now works for them as a ticket consultant. So you have to wonder, if he is family, if he's part of their inner circle, how do they not know about this? But also, perhaps at this point in their career, they have so much trust in him that they gave him the freedom to do what he does. Be a ticket consultant. Make as much money for the band as possible. And I think that's the thing that hurts Metallica fans the most, is that we do not know. And we want to think the best of our boys. But it's quite possible that they knew about this. Now, let's say they did know about this. How is this going to affect me being a fan? Realistically, it's not going to affect me at all beyond feeling some disappointment. I do still feel that Metallica is a band of the people. I think I do not view them as greedy businessmen, even though obviously they are businessmen, and Metallica is more than a band. It's a brand. It's a company. The history of this band just does not translate to them being greedy. Whether it be the thousands of dollars they donate every city they go to as part of the All Within My Hands Foundation, or just the ways they have gone above and beyond for their fan base, including most recently adding the second date of S&M 2, specifically for fan club members, specifically because of all the problems with the tickets. So, you know, we have more questions than answers. I definitely will have to do a part two of this if more comes out about the story, if Metallica releases a statement. I think they should release a statement. But maybe they're just hoping that this story is as big as it's going to get and it'll sort of blow over. I'll leave you with this. My two cents is I do not think this is much of a reflection on Metallica as I think it is a reflection of the music industry as a whole. The Billboard article states that there are at least dozens of other artists that have done this before. Metallica are the only ones that have been singled out so far. I think for any major artist on the level of Metallica, this is probably regular practice. And I'm not defending it, but I think this is more of a reflection of the industry than the band members themselves. And you also have to wonder, you know, there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things that bands and management need to consider when planning a tour on any level, but especially when you're at Metallica level. And management might have said, listen, historically, these price tickets do not sell as well. These tickets in these sections do not sell as well. These, or they might have said, this percentage of tickets always end up on resale sites. We might as well make a profit out of it, off of it, since they're going to end up there anyways. And again, I'm not defending it, but you have to remember this is a business, and Metallica deserves the money that they're working hard for. Should it come at the benefit of the fans? That's the gray area. That's the gray area. That's the sketchy area. And that is why fans, again, have been up in arms about, do they know, do they not know? Because fans, if they find out Metallica now, they will feel betrayed if they do not feel betrayed already. I also want to note that the Billboard article basically breaks down the fact that the person who secretly recorded this phone call, because this was not supposed to be public information, was a former employee of Live Nation who now started up a rival company. He basically threatened Live Nation to leak this info. Live Nation, because they are smart, got ahead of it and basically leaked it themselves. So you have to wonder too, how much of it is Live Nation trying to stay face, and in the process kind of drag Metallica through the mud. But there's a lot of backstage music industry politics at play here. It's a much bigger thing than Metallica themselves, whether they knew or not. And like I said, I'll gladly do a follow-up to this if this becomes a bigger story, if Metallica releases a statement. But I at least wanted to record something, because if you're a Metallica fan, this is major news. And has the potential to be major news across the music industry. But my gut is telling me that the story is already fizzling out a little bit. And it's just, I think people are going to rack it up as just part of business, for better or for worse. I think there's no denying that the music industry needs to make changes when it comes to tickets. That has been an issue for years now. And something needs to happen. What the answer is exactly, I'm not sure. But somebody somewhere needs to figure something out, because fans of any artist deserve the right to have an equal opportunity to purchase tickets for their, for whatever concert, at a fair price. We had a lot of great conversation on the Flick Chat app that I've been promoting a lot lately. I have put out a direct link to join the group, which I will continue to do so moving forward. But you can also just go to your apps on your phone, search Flick Chat, download it for free, use the code Metallicast, and join the podcast group. In the conversation this week about this matter, Ralph M. Savetto, my buddy Ralph, said, "I haven't read or heard anything where the band has addressed it yet. They're surely going to have to issue some sort of statement regarding the issue. Can't afford to wait too long. Got to get out in front of this thing. It's a bad look, but I understand why a band would want to do something like this. There's almost no money in album sales any longer. Bands have to maximize the amount of profits on tours, but still kind of makes them look greedy. Kind of hoping this guy made this move on his own without the band's approval. I'd also like to know who the other artists were involved in this thing. Have heard about a dozen artists are involved, but Metallica seems to be singled out for it. Wondering why that is." Richard S. He stated, "I can totally imagine the circumstances where an artist might hire a consultant to maximize their revenue streams, someone who suggests practices that, while legal, aren't so ethical. The band and Q-Prime have always seemed pretty hands-on as businessmen. My guess is more likely they knew, but who can say? It's good that this news has come out, though, is the best way to keep big companies like Live Nation accountable, if that's even possible. At the end of the day, is this going to make me stop being a Metallica fan? Absolutely not. I will continue to support my band. I will be buying tickets from them, for them, going forward. Do want to hear more about this story. I will report on more if more comes out. Check out part 5 of Metallica's Black Summer this Friday. I'm joined by a very, 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 very good friend of mine. My bestie, in fact. So it should be a real fun show. Till next time, ladies and gentlemen. Metal up your ass. Yeah! Fab's not experts.